Hello, everyone. My name's Calvin. I'm a compulsive overeater, and it's good to be here tonight. It's good to see everybody. I was just thinking that I really didn't think much about Shannon. I just come here and just tell, let my heart open up and just talk to you. And that's when I'm at my best is when I do that. And I was thinking about how, from a kid, how I always been a compulsive overeater, to a certain degree, but it didn't affect me when I was young, because I could burn the food off by playing sports and doing whatever I do, And what happened to me was, I picked up another addictive substance when I was around about 21 or 22 years old, that overshadowed my food addiction. It just did. But my food addiction was my first addiction. It was my first escape. Is to use food, and but I was thinking about how, when I started the other addiction, how it just took over anything, and the other one was so physical, and it caused so much immediate pain, and it tore my life up so bad that I had to get that one up off of me first, and it took me. I did the other one for about 10 cold years. That's all, not a long time, but enough to really wreck my life. I mean, really wreck it, And then I came into recovery for that disease, and I really got into recovery. I really got into the 12 steps of it. It took me a year or two, but once I really settled down, I've always been like a seeker. I always wanted a spiritual connection. I know that now. I seek it through food, I seek it through other substances. I always was seeking some kind of spiritual solution all my life. I just didn't know that's what I was looking at for until I got to the solution of it, So I got to the solution for the other disease, and I really got into it. And I started to work these 12 steps in that other solution, and it freed me from that and freed me from a lot of other things, What happened was, I could never get out of my first year of marriage. I've been married three times. I could never get out of the first year of marriage, right? I was, me and like my first wife, we met in high school. We was just kids, and we just hooked up, and I mean, she had a kid. She just loved me. I mean, really, this girl loved me hard, And if you love me hard, I was always selfish and self-centered, always, always. I think about myself all the time. And I know they didn't care what happened to her, and I always would take pay the bill. I had a good job. I could, we lived really good financially. That wasn't the issue. So like I said, I started to get better. But they was gone. I've been with my mother wife in this other program. I've been with her for over 32 years. I've never been with a person that long because I always been too selfish. Too selfish to stay with somebody. And I think about like as I start to stop doing that, I stop womanizing, I stop running all over the place, I stop smoking cigarettes, I start doing a lot of things, and everything piled back up, and my first disease popped back up strong. The food popped back up so strong. Because now the rest of my kind of could put away, but now the food is there. But why I struggle with the food, I mean, back in 19, I think it was. Me and Ross kind of got together back. We got back. It was 25 years ago, 26 years ago, something like 26, 20 something years ago. And I had a year abstinent. And I mean, I had abstinent where I was food free. I found freedom. It wasn't no that I was like the food was jumping off the shelf. I was placed in a place of safety, safe and protected. And I know that. I look back now in hindsight, I can see it. Life lived forward, seeing backwards. I could see it. I was in a place of cold protection. I called Ross every day. We went to conventions together. We just did a lot. And my life really, as far as the food was there, out of the way. And I think Ross moved away, and back then with no cell phones, we lost connection. Next thing I took that first bite and off I went. And then I came back, and one day he just called me. And I knew he just called me, reached out to me, And it was like I knew that I needed that. I needed, I was starting. I didn't really suffer because so much because I worked the stuff. But what happened to me is physically things was going wacko. The doctor told me I'm gonna die. He telling me basically if I don't get right and get this weight because it's putting so much pressure on my heart and on all my vital organs. If I don't get right physically, that's what's gonna get me. Because I'm pretty happy, joys and free. Other than that, I didn't really care about being heavy so much. But what I did, I just didn't want to get out of here like that. So, and Ross called me, and I started to work in this program, and it wasn't easy as it was the first time. First time I got an easy pass. This time it wasn't as easy. I grew into abstinence this time. You know what I'm saying? More so, I started. I don't eat meat. You know, I don't eat meat. You know, I've been eating meat in a couple of years, a year and a half. You know, I don't eat meat, and so it was difficult. You know, but I started to become food free. For the last year, I've been food free. I can feel the freedom of the food, and I don't want to lose that. I just don't want to lose that no more. You know, so I still call my sponsor every day. I might miss a day here and there, oversleep or something, but over there, I'm talking to him. I am conditioned to call him and to talk to him, you know, and I need to talk to him every day. And I'm the kind of guy that don't talk to people every day, you know what I mean? But I think what really helped me is to be sandwiched in between him and a sponsor, right? I had a guy, a sponsor I got, and I got a chance to start taking him through the steps, and I really seen that I got to do what I'm telling them. And so it really locked me into this program like I'd never been locked in before. I got a Sunday meeting I go to. I love going with these guys. And I know it's changed my life. And I hear things that I don't hear, you know, everywhere, you know, in OA. And I'm with these guys, like 25 of them. I don't even know where the meeting's at, actually. I just know how to get there through Zoom. And it's changed my life. So these things that stay in my life today, and I talk to my sponsor every day, and I talk to my sponsor every day. And I talked to a host of other recovering people, trust me, you know, and my life is changed. I've gone through situations now. I can get quiet as a heartbeat. I believe that I have a loving heart and a quiet mind. And that ain't who I am, you know. And I was thinking about how my, the other day I was at the gym, I was telling my sponsor, telling, you know, Marty too. I was just telling him I was at the gym. And a guy came in the locker room when I was getting dressed last week. And he said, you know, you go into the class with, you know, and I said, yes, I take it, you know, for a couple of years I've been taking it. He said, you know my wife? I said, yes. So you tell me who his wife was. I said, yes, I know. And she said, you're a kind man. She said, and you know everybody's name in that pool. And I said, my God. You know, sometimes we can't see ourselves how we move around. And sometimes I actually feel, you know, like I don't feel like I measure up. But every now and then somebody will come and affirm that you're doing and going in the right direction. You know, that you're going in the right direction. So, you know, I'm so grateful that I found a sponsor, the program of Overeaters Anonymous. You know, and it made me take a deeper look at them 12 steps, a deeper look, you know, so I don't know. I was thinking, you know, I could tell you some things would happen with food, like, you know, stories and stuff, but I started to think more about, you know, what has been the change in my life. You know, I got a kid, right? And I got five kids, so, you know, and all of them done well, you know, I mean, really, they basically done well. You know, I got my oldest son, my grandson speaks four different languages. You know what I mean? Getting a master's degree. I got my daughter, she came into a 12-step program and she's done really, really. She in New Mexico sitting on a rock somewhere practicing Reiki, man. So, you know what I mean? This girl done really did well. So she called me yesterday from New Mexico. She kept losing because she's in the middle of the desert out there, sitting out there trying to practice Reiki, right? That's what her thing is, right? So, but I'm just so grateful that she'll call her dad and tell me, Daddy, this is what I'm going through. And I sit and I listen to it. And we connect on a spiritual plane. You know? And I got my middle daughter. We don't talk much. She lives in Atlanta, not as much. But she, when she calls me, I know we're close. I know she a lot like me with the phone thing. Yeah. Then I got my baby daughter, my youngest daughter, and she comes by and sometimes she told me the other day, right? She told me, she said, "Daddy," this was maybe about a couple months ago. She said, "Daddy," she said, I loaned her some money. We went on to Ocean City, Maryland, and I kind of paid for the trip for everybody, my grandkids and everybody. And so I filled her car up because I know she works, but she's a single parent.
I've matched go.
And I gave her, a couple hundred dollars, and she came, as soon as she got paid, she came and gave me my money back. And I didn't really want it back. I was okay. I didn't, if I got it, I was okay. If I didn't, it was okay. And she told me, she said, "Daddy, I just want you to be proud of me. I want you to be proud for me, just my God." My baby boy went to jail. He did something pretty bad. He hurt some people real bad. Faced a lot of time. We went down there to the court with him. He took him. I don't know. This thing happened in 90 in 2000, 2016, and it just wound up last month. And that judge came in and she said, "I was going to do something different." As we all got a chance to talk, and when we walked out of here, that judge said, "I don't know how this happened," she said, "but I changed my mind." And she gave him a list of every charge that he had. And she said, "You can make somebody your life." And he will. And he will. And he will. I really believe that. And through that, it was a process. I spent $30,000 in lawyer fees because I couldn't stand his circumstance. I couldn't take his pain. It wasn't I did it for him. I did it because I couldn't take the pain of it. That's back to my selfishness I talked about. So how selfish I can be. I didn't got in his way because through the fact that I'm hurting because I'm scared of what's going to happen to him. But you couldn't have told me I just did it because I love him. Yeah, I do love him, but that ain't why I did it. I did it because I couldn't take his consequence. This program's given me a sense of who I am and how I roll. And they tell me in one of them books that I will be able to match calamity with serenity. And I've had an opportunity to see that. When things are upside down, I can be at peace. And I'm going to say this one thing and I'm going to be quiet. The key to my sobriety today, my abstinence today, to my abstinence, I meditate every day. Every day. Every day. And that's what makes my mind quiet. I'm aggressive by nature, and it shuts that down, and it slows me down. I've learned the art of pause before I move. For a person like me, and I can see my thought before I get there and say, "Okay, that's a bad thought," and I couldn't see, and I'm going to shut up on that note. But thank you for just having me today to share with you guys. I love you. I know each and every one of you. Thank you, guys. Peace.